The government is planning to give local government the biggest overhaul in decades. The minister, Nanaia Mahuta, today announced an independent review which will determine the future of the sector for the next 25 to 30 years. Local government leaders say changes are needed, but the opposition is worried the review could lead to amalgamation of councils. Political reporter Charlie Drever was at the launch in Lower Hutt today and she filed this report.
Local councils have been plagued with stories of crumbling infrastructure, unaffordable housing, and dreaded rates increases for years. The stakes are high for local government minister Nanaia Mahuta to get the review and the subsequent changes right.
If there's nothing else that I do as minister of local government, it will be this.
The minister says the review will shape local government for the next generation.
The review I'm announcing today will comprehensively consider what local government does, how it does it, and how it pays for it. A very important question to be answered.
Local government president Stuart Crosby says over the last 30 years, more and more responsibilities have been put on councils, but it's been siloed.
If I could look ahead for a vision, I could see both sectors of government actually working together in reality, particularly in the delivery space, through a whole range of activities, more effectively, more efficiently, ultimately serving the current and future generations of this country.
Hutt City Mayor Campbell Barry says councils can't continue for the next 30 years with the current mechanisms in place.
We have the constant battle in local government as councils of expectations to keep rates low, or that's usually a difficult conversation to have, but also the mounting pressures on infrastructure and need in the community. And we simply don't have, particularly when it comes to funding, many mechanisms to be able to deal with that.
He says it's not just about funding, but looking at delivering services differently, for example, through partnerships with iwi and other groups. The review panel will be speaking to councils, iwi, communities and other stakeholders from next month. Its scope for the review will be local government's roles, functions and partnerships, representation, governance, funding and financing. Its chair, Jim Palmer, says this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to make a difference.
We know we're not going to please everybody all the time, but ensuring that we've been able to demonstrate that we've listened, understood the concerns of communities and all of the interested parties, of which there are many, making sure that those views have been taken into account and genuinely considered.
The review will take place over 2 years, which Nanaia Mahuta says will allow it to take into account Three Waters and RMA reforms, which will also impact the sector. The report is due back in April 2023, just months before the general election. But she's confident changes can get across the line. National's local government spokesperson Christopher Luxon is supportive of the review, as long as it isn't used as an excuse for centralisation or taking power away from ratepayers.
This government, I think, is increasingly taking a we know best, Wellington knows best, and sort of building central bureaucracy. And we've seen that whether it's charter schools or polytechnics, DHBs, and I don't think that's appropriate that we go down that road with local government.
He's hoping this will be a broad review of local government into the 2040s. Rather than band-aiding the current 1980s system, he says is fundamentally broken. An interim report on the direction of the review is due to be delivered in September. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Core Charlie Drever, DNA.